Blog Talk Radio. This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, founder of Thoughts for Vision, letting you know that I am officially an Uber partner, and I welcome you to sign up for Uber as either a driver or a rider. When you do, I welcome you to use my invite code JacquelinePE1122UE. That's Jacqueline, JacquelinePE1122UE. When you do, as a driver, you will get a monetary reward after your first 20 trips, or as a rider, your first ride will be absolutely free. Sign up with Uber today. Uber, your ride on demand.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only that I'd like for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieape.com. If you need info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, if you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, whatever it means, that's where you can go, to my one-stop shop. Check it out once again. That's www.jackieape.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so very much for tuning in today. I'm here with you today because yesterday something came up at the last minute, so I didn't have the time that I really wanted to take to really do the show properly. So I just went on ahead and postponed the show for today. So I'm so happy to be with you again on a Friday. I know it's been a minute since I've been on a Friday, so. But I'm so happy, as always, no matter what day that I'm on, I'm so happy to be with all of you, and I'm so glad that you tuned in today. And I'm not going to mess around. We're going to get things started. Today is a Thoughts for Vision special report. Vision Special Report. How effective is boycotting today? Once again, Thoughts for Vision Special Report. How effective is boycotting today? And I bring this up with all the just recent events going on that is taking place. If it's not shootings of unarmed people, it can be anything from the gamut. The latest thing seems to be with the Oscars, you know, and so many different things. Just as of recently coming up, where people are talking about or have led either strikes or protests or boycotts, and you know, you got to think about. I mean, it really brings to me this question. How effective is it today? And what you really need to get into, you know, what is the mindset today towards boycotting? Do people really understand what it truly means to boycott? I mean, really, truly understand what boycotting is supposed to be about. You know, do people really understand? And I want to read the definition, because hey, I'm a definition person. So and I want to read the definition of they got different let's see. First, the verb boycott. And of course, one definition as a verb is to refuse to buy, use, or participate in something as a way of protesting. That's one definition. Let's see. The transitive verb definition, it says to engage in a concerted refusal to have dealings with as a person, store, or organization, usually to express disapproval or to force acceptance of certain conditions. Let's see. So that's an idea of what boycotting is. I mean, you're fighting towards something, towards change being made. You know? See, let me read that again, the first definition, to refuse to buy, use, or participate in something as a way of protesting. I mean, that's one way. But the other way that I read, again, to engage in a concerted refusal to have dealings with such as a person, store, organization, usually to express disapproval or to force acceptance of certain conditions. With that understanding, how effective is it as of today? And of course, with this being Black History Month, you can't help but look back at the earlier boycotts that took place. A great one that comes to mind is the Montgomery bus boycott. And all they stood for. And, of course, that boycott was about fighting to not have segregated buses. They fought for the right for blacks to not be shuffled to the back or having to stand up. Or if not, some of them probably got put off the bus once they got to a certain amount on the bus. I mean, that line had it where the buses were segregated. And let's see, one of those lines, in fact, the line that that Rosa Parks was riding on before she got arrested. One of them is the National City Lines bus. So that was the name of the bus company, the National City Lines. So that was probably just one of many different bus lines there. Probably every bus line just as a whole there. Practice segregated, having segregated buses. Until they got tired of it. There was a choice few that came together and got tired of being shuffled to the back, if not put off the bus altogether. So they came together and fought to have that change. You know, they were willing to walk. They were willing to catch cabs. Maybe if they had friends with cars, they hitched rides with them. I mean, they were willing to do, first of all, they were willing to come out of themselves. They were willing to come out of themselves. They were willing to fight for something outside of themselves. That's one thing you got to be prepared to do. You got to be prepared to think of others. You can't have this mindset of me, us four, the dog, and no more. You know, you can't have that mindset. If you really want to bring about change, you got to think of others as well. Not just your family, not just your intermediate family. You got to be willing to help many families. You got to be willing to come together and make changes for a whole lot of people. You can't just think of yourself. And these few people got together and was willing to fight to have this law about segregated buses changed. And let me tell you how long this, very key, let me tell you how long this boycott, particular boycott, lasted. This boycott lasted from December the 1st, 1955, to December the 20th, 1956. That was some change over a year. This particular boycott went over a year fighting, willing to walk wherever they had to go, willing to do whatever they had to do to get where they had to go without getting on those buses. Over a year. This boycott went on. That's very key, and that's very crucial. They were willing to fight an entire year, over a year, some change over a year. You know, they weren't ready. They were willing to hang in there for over a whole year to get these laws changed. It was a coming out of themselves, you know. Like I said, thinking about others. You have to think about, you can't just think about you. You're doing it for the good of so many people. And of course, I brought up Rosa Parks earlier. I mean, she was, of course, at the forefront of all this, one of the key people involved with this. And I want to read the quote on air that I posted in the I posted the picture in the carousel of a quote from Rosa Parks, and I want to read it on air. I mean, y'all can see it if you're on the show page right now listening. You can see it in the carousel as one of my pictures up there. But I want to read this quote on air. And this is coming from Rosa Parks herself. And It's quote, "People always say that I didn't give up my seat because I was tired. But that isn't true. No, the only tired that I was tired of giving in." End quote. That's what she said. It wasn't about her being tired. See, that's what you always be hearing, you know, and when other people talk about Rosa Parks and all that, you hear what she was tired. But she said, the only tired I was tired of giving in. And I like that. Because, see, nothing's changed. I mean, we gotta have that same mindset today. You gotta be tired of giving in. You gotta be tired of giving in. Tired of giving in. Gotta be tired of that. Got to be tired of giving in. And another key part, of course, that I think about is the during that time as well, is the Memphis sanitation strike. And of course, the emphasis behind that particular strike was the sanitation workers, the black sanitation workers, fighting for better working conditions, fighting to be treated like a man. And that's what really strikes me in all of that particular strike, because they made signs saying, "I am a man." You know? And that's what I love. They understood who they were. And they didn't let anything deter them from that fight to have better working conditions, be treated with respect and not being discriminated. And this particular strike, it began on February the 11th, 1968. And of course, the reason why this particular strike got started, because there were two men, because it's just amazing. And I want to read why it got started. It, like I said, eventually got started because, years of poor treatment, discrimination, dangerous working conditions, but also what happened around that time when it got started. There was two sanitation workers that got killed because there was a rule that forbade the black employees to seek shelter from rain in anywhere but the back of their compressor trucks. I mean, that's where they had to go. That's where black employees had to go to get shelter from the rain. They had to go in the back of their compressor trucks. They had to go back there where the garbage was at. And what really sparked the strike was two workers had gotten killed. I mean, seeking shelter from rain. It was raining. They were seeking shelter, but it was a malfunction, and they got crushed. They got crushed in the back of the compressor truck. They were crushed. Their names were, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Ickle Cole and Robert Walker. They got crushed in the back of that compression truck. And that was the main thing that, other than the all the other years that built up to it, but that was the incident that sparked that strike up. And they were willing to fight for better working conditions. You know, they were willing to do that. Once again, to go outside of themselves and fight for better. And they didn't let the assassination of Dr. King deter them. And they could have let that, because Dr. King was heavily involved in this mission before his death. And, of course, we know he died on April the 4th, 1968, while all of this was going on. But they didn't allow that to deter them. As crucial as that was, as I'm sure as painful as that was during the time, it's good that they didn't allow that to deter them. They didn't allow that to deter them. I mean, it would have been easy to, right? I mean, here it is. Dr. King had just gotten assassinated, and they were still in the midst of trying to deal with the situation. But I thank God that they didn't let that deter them. And the strike ended, this particular strike ended on April the 16th, 1968, with a settlement that included union recognition and wage increases. But it was a significant thing that happened. It was significant. I mean, this particular strike took, took 2 months. Some change over a few days over 2 months. But those are two good examples where people were willing to come out of themselves to take long as they needed to fight for better. And that brings me back to the question, how effective is boycotting today? Well, as I sat up here and talked about these two important events from back in the civil rights movement days, I mean, that's what makes me pose the question, are we acting in that same manner? In a matter of, you know, this is not just about me. This is about bettering other people's lives as well. And are we willing to hang in there for as long as it takes to make sure that this is done? Because what I see happening more so today is what I like to call comfort boycotting. That's where I can really basically say it, as a sort of comfort boycotting. We'll get out there a day or two. You know, we'll get out there a day or two, grab some signs, we'll protest, you know, until your reality show come on, and then we ready to put the signs down and go back to life as usual. You know, we got to be like, are you willing to really do what the people of the civil rights movement did? And they weren't trying to be celebrities or stars. None of them did what they did back then to try to create a name for themselves. They didn't do it because I'm going to be all over TV, all over the radio. They didn't do it for that. They weren't looking to make a name out of themselves. They weren't just in it for themselves. You know? I mean, how effective is boycotting today? Now, like I said, with all the recent events that's happened as of recently with all of the shootings of unarmed black people and so much stuff that's happening now with the Oscars. Talking about the the Oscars or not, well, you know, the only one, just bottom line, the only one that's going to save us is us. See, there's no more kicking back and waiting for other people to do it. You know, speaking for the Oscars, if you're tired of not being recognized, then do something about it. First of all, put more stuff out there. You just can't rely, you know, put more films, more movies, more TV shows out there. I mean, you know, you can't just sit back and rely on a choice few to do it all. And that's what's also the problem. And I would dare to say that's probably a lot of problems back then, too. You're relying on this one savior. You know, look, the only savior is Jesus Christ, okay? That's the only savior. There should be no human savior that you're focusing on or looking towards, because there is none. The only savior is Jesus Christ. And he has put, he's done the work that he needs to do for all of us to get on board with what we have to do. God has put something into all of you, something special that he wants to do through you. Some of you are sitting on it and not doing it. Some of you, he's put that book in you. He's put that movie in you. He's put that TV show in you. Or if it's not in that field, some other field. He has put something in all of us, and too many of us are sitting on it. See, this ain't the time to sit back anymore. You got to be done with the sitting back. See, we're not going to get anywhere as a people if we continue to have this mindset of just worrying about ourselves and kicking back and looking for this human savior. You know, you keep looking for this one person that's going to come along and just wave his magic wand and fix everything. That's not the way it goes. God has created you. Do something special. Now, what is that? What is that? What is that? See, more of you need to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then if things are still not right, we got to be willing to fight. Make them right. We got to be willing to fight and make them right. You know? I keep hearing about how black people are the most consumers. Well, you know, that's not a good thing necessarily. So maybe what we need to do is stop consuming so much. Maybe, you know, you don't need to get your hair done every week. You don't need to get your nails done every week. Just worry about covering your basic needs. You know? And worry about and definitely do more to support each other. Do more to support each other. If you know of a black business around you, that's a good business, because make sure it's a good business too, because I don't believe in supporting any shoddy business. Make sure that it's a good business and support it. That's definitely something that I'm going to be better at doing, definitely. Because it can be hard when you're not seeing those businesses out there, but half the reason is because the businesses hasn't been created yet. Like I said, so many of you are sitting on what God has told you. I mean, you know what God has told you to do, but you're using excuses as to why you can't do it. Therefore, how can we support you if you're not doing what God has called you to do? So things are not going to get better. Things are going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, the only ones that are going to save us is us, okay? And that's the bottom line. You got to be willing to fight for better. And not just for your family, for the good of everyone. For good of all of those who are involved. That's what they did back in the day. They thought about the betterment of all people, not just them, not just their family. You got to go outside of yourself to make change. See, so many of you out there don't want to make that step for whatever reason. Well, simple. Don't expect change then. You don't want to be part of the solution then, and please don't complain no more. Do me a favor and don't complain no more. If you're not a part of the change, you don't want to be a part of the change, you don't want to do what you need to do to make things better, you can stop talking to me right now. Just stop. I don't even want to hear it. So many people love to complain, but they don't want to do anything to change anything. So your opinions is so mute, it's ridiculous. I could care less about your opinion if you're not really willing to do what you need to do to participate into making things better. But for those of you out there, hopefully, that feel differently, it's all about listening to God and what he's saying to you and what he's saying for you to do with your life. You'd be surprised as he leads and guides you into this thing called life. You'll be so surprised how he will have you bringing forth real change for the betterment of us all. Just be willing to listen to God. Don't focus on outer stuff. Don't worry about your name being great, your name being safe. Nobody back then cared about that. They just cared about making things better. And that's what your goal needs to be, making things better. Got to care about making things better for good of us all. With that is all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I said to you today truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful weekend. and I will see you on the radio Sunday. Tune in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show this coming Sunday on the Caliwood Media Network at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time this coming Sunday by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Take care and God bless.